Welcome to Corazont Technologies, home of the Digital Executive Podcast.
Welcome to the Digital Executive. Today's guest is David Cushon. David Cushon is founder and managing partner of Healthcare IS, an industry-leading talent access firm in the healthcare technology solution space that has helped close to 200 organizations build world-class teams. For the past 25 years, David has led Healthcare IS in its partnerships with providers, payers, and health tech companies. During that time, he's focused on the development of go-to-market talent attraction strategies for both direct hire and specialty consulting projects. At a time of unprecedented world of work transformation, David has used his vast experience and expertise not only to navigate today's challenging workplace landscape, but also to help organizations create a future that meets its ever-evolving demands. Well, good afternoon, David. Welcome to the show.
Thank you. Thanks for having me, Brian.
Absolutely. This is exciting. And, you know, we go back actually a number of years now, believe it or not. I met you through LinkedIn, that amazing platform. But it's great to have you on. Finally, you know, we've talked about this for a long time, but I'm really, really excited to share your story out with our global audience. David, if you don't mind, we're just going to jump straight into the questions right now. Let's talk a little bit about your career in healthcare, technology, recruiting, a senior executive, and now the founder and president of Healthcare IS. Could you share with our audience what inspires you?
Well, you know, again, thanks for having me, Brian. It's really interesting. When I got into recruiting, it wasn't anything I had planned for, but there's a couple of positions out of school, out of college. And the team I worked with were a great group of people. And I really didn't realize that if you could do this business effectively, what an impact it could have. 6 months in, having worked with a number of different clients who were having a very difficult time filling key roles for their organizations, on their teams, I should say, and working with candidates and hearing from these candidates 6-7 months later, what an impact and what a change that those new positions had on them professionally, personally, in their lives, really had an impact on me. And ever since that point in time, moving forward in my career, 4 or 5 years later, starting Healthcare IS, we've been in business for 20 years now, bringing people aboard on our team and watching it grow and watching the impact that some of these young folks we're hiring to join Healthcare IS have with the clients that they're working with the people that they're putting into new positions, really has continued to be inspiring over the years. Just the impact that we have when we do our job right and the appreciation we get from the people we work with.
Thank you. And, you know, at the end of the day, and I talk about this on many of my shows here, many of the guests, it's you're either trying to solve a problem or you're inspired by helping others. And Dave, that certainly comes out from day one, as you said, when you got into this business, is making an impact on somebody and really a positive thing. And it really gets people inspired to really push on. And as you know, being an entrepreneur, you have to have a lot of passion to keep pushing on. So thank you.
Absolutely.
Dave, let's go to the next question here I have for you, because I do want to talk about this. My background's in healthcare tech, and I love healthcare, of course, and you're in that space. But talk to us about how your company has transitioned over the years into an industry-leading talent access partner, helping more than 200 healthcare organizations build world-class teams.
Well, sure. You know, I think first off, this is like any business. This is really dependent on strong relationships. And as you transition and you grow, it's really one client at a time, helping one person at a time. You know, the philosophy, I think we've got a strong foundation and some philosophies that have just worked over a period of time. Number one, kind of some of the things that you talk about in terms of helping people. Foundation point number one is to give something first, give something to somebody we're working with, whether that's a client, and helping them with some information to do some long-term planning, whether it's a candidate and some insights that we might have in the marketplace to help them make a good career decision or know what path is best for them. We always try to give first. Secondly, I think most businesses have, and we've noticed for ourselves, some fundamentals, things that if we can do effectively, near perfection and consistently on a regular basis, that bring a big difference to our clients. And these fundamentals are not always extraordinary things. It's doing simple things really well on an ongoing basis. And that certainly helped grow Healthcare IS over time. And I think the third thing that I really push with our team is, you know, we look to change, Brian. We are looking for change. The types of organizations we work with 20 years ago and the type of individuals that they look for us to help them find today are completely different. Healthcare is a changing market. And so just adopting a philosophy of where is the change going to be and embracing it and evolving with it has also been a very big part of who we are and who we've become over the last 20 some years.
Thank you. And that helps, you know, your evolution just shares with our group here, our listeners, of the things that are possible and how things do change over time, but really how you grow as a business leader. So I appreciate the share. Dave, we are a technology platform publication, so we like to get a little bit into tech, even though you may not be a technologist. It's totally fine. Are you leveraging any new or emerging tech in your business? And maybe not. Like I said, there's maybe a cool tool or app that you have found useful.
Brian, you know, we've talked about this in the past, just as in our conversations, and you know, staffing and talent access and consulting and matching, you know, the process of putting the right person into as a solution into a client to get something done. If we call that staffing, it's been around for 8 years. It's not necessarily, you know, I tell our clients, it's not what we do, it's how we do it. And although the technology we use, I wouldn't consider to be, you know, outrageously revolutionary or emerging, it has changed how we do business, not only from just everyday communication tools, but I think some of the biggest things have been the tools that are out there to help us sort, evaluate, segment data, segment organizations. The way we stored the data that we gather on a regular basis has been made a big impact on how we're able to provide services and custom unique information to the clients that we work with. So again, although they're not revolutionary, I think the biggest one has just been the ability to use tools that used to be hours and hours, days of going through or keeping your data aligned can be done in a matter of hours now. It's really made a big impact about how we approach the market and help people.
Thank you. And yeah, you're absolutely right. You know, 20 years ago, Dave, you and I worked in a different space. Technology has really leapfrogged, especially over the last few years with the pandemic. But no, I appreciate the share on that. That's very helpful. And Dave, last question for you this evening. Can you share something from your career experience that might be helpful for those looking to grow their career in either healthcare or entrepreneurship?
Yeah, sure. I think first off, in healthcare, it's changing more in the last 5-7 years than it has in quite some time. I think for anybody who's looking to have a career in healthcare, just to be aware of how healthcare is changing and where the different places are that healthcare is being provided. And I think if you're somebody that's, you know, you take a look at what you have to offer the marketplace and just recognize that where you may offer it is a different place and can bring much more value than some of the places that you might have been employed at 5 or 10 years ago or even today. I think there's some mindset shifts that need to take place as well. I think for the longest time, people would look for job security. And I think we're in markets that are shifting so fast that I encourage people to change from a mindset of job security to career security. You know, are you developing the skills and knowledge that will be needed down the road? You know, are you accomplishing things and putting together a list of accomplishments that are going to get you to be viewed as a trusted person that can bring in? And are you putting the relationships in place that can be people you turn to for guidance, who can make introductions for you? So I think looking at your career as a whole, I appreciate how you asked about advice in a career, because there's a difference between getting a job and having a career. And there's many people out there that are looking to show up, do their job, make a good living, provide what their employer is looking for. And that's absolutely perfect for many people. One of the things has been a big discussion. You and I have had this is working remotely and not going into an office. And I think there's many situations where that's just fine. I would just challenge people to think about that, because developing relationships is a very big part of advancing in your career. And you've just got to be in a situation where you can develop the relationships you need to develop. And if you can do those remotely, fantastic. But just challenge people to make sure that they're in the right spot for that. And I think in terms of entrepreneurship, Brian, just really got to know yourself. You have to understand what you do well. And you have to understand what you enjoy doing. I think the biggest mistake that people make is that they're not happy with where they work and they decide they want to go do this for themselves without really understanding everything that comes along with that. So turning to as many people as you can who are entrepreneurs and getting a sense for what some of the downsides might be is something extremely important. And if you feel you have a good sense of that, and you know what you do well, and you know what you enjoy, for most people, they just need to develop the confidence to bet on themselves.
Thank you, Dave. And you really broke those out very nicely for our audience. Again, everybody's got a little nugget of wisdom to share. And obviously the space, you know, building those relationships is key, and you can't always do that in a remote situation, but you've got to take advantage wherever you can and make those efforts. And obviously entrepreneurship is really, it's almost, I don't want to say a love-hate relationship, but there is that double-edged sword where you've got to have that passion to continue to go through the ups and the downs of it. We all been there. So thank you. And Dave, it was a pleasure having you on today, and I look forward to speaking with you real soon.
Thank you.
Bye for now.